Split is an edit operation that takes as an input a line or a polygon feature and gives you back two line or polygon features. In this episode of the GeoDatabase Talk, we will discuss the semantics of the split operation from the context of the GeoDatabase coming up.
Hey guys, it's Hussein. Before we jump to the podcast, I just want to share with you some exciting news. I just published my new Kindle book on November 18th titled Learn GIS Programming with ArcGIS Online and the JavaScript API 4.9. That's the latest and greatest shiniest stuff. Been working on this book for 6 months and I'm so excited that it's finally done and it's there. This book is designed for entry-level developers who are interested in building web applications on top of the ArcGIS Online with the JavaScript API. You don't have to have programming knowledge, or you just have to have like very, very basic programming knowledge. This book is written for Linux, Windows, and Mac users. Check it out. It will mean the world to me. Thank you very much. Check it out. www.husseinnasser.com. I'm going to put it in the description in the podcast. And with that said, let's get on with the show.
What's up, y'all? This is Hussein Nasser from iGeometry Podcast, and welcome to another GeoDatabase Talk. Today's topic is split. You'd wonder, like, why is split a topic in the GeoDatabase, right? There's a good reason for that. There are some semantics attached to split that I'd like to just talk about in this episode. And these semantics and artifacts are stored and persisted in the GeoDatabase. All right, so let's just start it. So with, when you do a split is a very popular operation, right, in the GeoDatabase. And when you pick a line feature and you decided, hey, I want to split this line feature in this particular point, whether in the middle or the far right or whatever, right? So you send an input to your client. This client could be ArcMap or Pro or other smart clients out there that knows how to do a split. And then you send this payload, right? Most clients actually do that in the client itself. But if you decide to send this payload, you say, okay, this is the point I'm splitting on, and this is the line I am splitting, right? First, let's just stick with lines. I don't want to keep saying polygon or line. You just know. All right. So you'd pick a line, and you pick a point where you want to split. And then you would do the split operation. So what do you expect? There are a lot of expectation when it comes to splitting a feature, right? So a lot of people says, yeah, you know what, if I split something, I'm gonna create two features, all those the original feature that has a lot of attributes must propagate to both line features. Some users don't have that contract necessarily. Some users want for certain attributes to not duplicate but to reset to its default value, right? Some people want to, like, I can't think of an example right now, but if you have like an attribute assigned specifically to a domain, a coded value domain, you have this freedom of changing that semantic, that contract, right? For fields, normal field values like integer is string that is not assigned to a coded value domain or a range domain, you would essentially duplicate those attributes to the resulting two features, right? And so you duplicate these to the values in the two features. However, in the coded value domain, you have this option in the GeoDatabase. When you first create a coded value domain, I don't know if you ever went there and paid attention to the properties of a domain, but you have something called a split policy. And a split policy tells you, hey, for any field that is assigned to this domain, if any split operation happened to it, I would like to use this kind of policy. And I think there are two policies right now. You can either set it to duplicate or default, right? So if you set it to duplicate, then the resulting two features will get both. We'll get the original feature being splitted into the new two features, right? I keep saying new, that's not entirely true, because if you think of a split operation, it's actually, well, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but the other option is default. So if you set your coded value domain as a default, you will reset the resulting two feature to have, I'm going to say resulting instead of new. So the resulting two features as a result of a split will get the default value assigned to that field, because you have that option, right? So you'd get the default value instead. So whatever that coded value domain, you would basically set the default coded value on both resulting features. So now, back to my point, where I say, when I said two new features, that is not entirely true, because a split, if you really think about it, what is a split operation? There is an existing feature, which is a line. There is one location that I clicked on and I wanted to split that line. So split, if you think about it, it could be delete that feature, please, get rid of it, and create two new features, right? That starts from the from point of that line up to the location where I split it. And the second feature starts from the to line up to the point where I split it. I just realized this is really hard to explain in a podcast, isn't it? But I'm going to attempt it anyway. So that's one way of doing things. So this is called the delete, insert, insert model, where you delete and you do two inserts. The other model is, you know what it says? I really don't need to delete that feature. I can keep it, right? You can keep the original feature and you can insert a new feature. But what you do instead is this: you update the original feature geometry, right, to kind of shrink, if you think about it, to be the resulting first feature, and you will have one feature missing, so you're going to insert that. So this is called the update insert model, right? Now, I don't know what ArcMap uses currently. I think it's the update insert model. I'm not 100% sure, but you can easily find out from the transactions that happens in the database. You can easily see the update and insert or delete insert insert. Which is better? I have no idea. If you think about it, both models have like kind of advantages and disadvantages, right? The first model kind of have a clear semantic if you read it through a transaction. If you go through the transaction history, oh yeah, it's like physically people will do that, right? In the real world, if they don't have split operation, they will delete, they will create two features in that place. However, that triggers a lot of eventing at the back end. So you delete, and then all the events get fired, and then insert in the events, and then another insert, and you have all these kind of history behind that. Do that hundreds of times, and you kind of doubled your transactions, not transactions, operations essentially. The other approach is update and insert. So think about it, like update and insert, yeah, that kind of have less impact, right? It doesn't trigger as many events, right? Especially it doesn't have two inserts, just have one insert. But it's kind of weird if you look at it from a transaction point of view. So like, okay, updating and insert, why are we updating this? What I thought we were splitting. So I don't know. So what do you guys think, right? Leave it in the comment below. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, right? There are some cars passing by, sorry for that. I don't know if it, hope the audio is clear. I'm gonna see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.